local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola right now.
Afternoon, Pensacola. It is 4:14. Welcome back. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in today. Austin, of course, still here manning everything, making sure everything stays on track the way it's supposed to. If you'd like to weigh in, text or call 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Let's get started with the top three stories. White House is dismissing reports that Hunter Biden asked the U.S. Embassy in Italy for help to land a business deal while his father was vice president. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre told reporters today President Biden has never done business with his son and was not aware of the situation. The New York Times reports Hunter, who sat on the board of Ukrainian energy company Burisma, tried to enlist the support of the U.S. ambassador in Italy back in 2016 to arrange a business meeting for a potential energy deal. Republicans have long accused Biden family of carrying out an influence peddling scheme. Speaking of Hunter, he's hiring a high-profile criminal defense lawyer to represent him in his tax evasion trial. Mark Garagos has represented Michael Jackson, Scott Peterson, and the Menendez brothers, among others. Biden is charged with trying to avoid paying over $1 million in taxes, and the trial is set to start September 5th in L.A. And finally, the top three stories. The Middle East is holding its breath, awaiting potential Iranian retaliation against Israel. This comes as efforts to reach a ceasefire in Gaza are intensifying, with formal negotiations set to take place tomorrow. Now, the potential for an attack by Iran comes after the country vowed to retaliate against Israel following the deaths of Hezbollah and Hamas leaders last week. In local headlines, charges have been dropped against the Okaloosa County Sheriff, who was fired last month after being arrested for reckless driving, racing, and tampering with evidence while riding a motorcycle. 25-year-old Dylan Gentry was arrested in Fort Walton Beach on July 12th before the case was closed last Friday. A press release from Gentry's attorney says that the evidence was uncovered from a video camera on Gentry's motorcycle, which demonstrated that he did not commit any criminal act and his arrest was unjustified. Gentry has been with the Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office for 3 years prior to this incident. Austin?
Well, before we carry on with some local headlines, it's just past 4:15 here, so I'll actually get our first quick check of the roads and weather for you. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That's the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Looking at the roads here, we don't have too much going on that normally stands out. We have some backups on I-10 if you're traveling westbound on Palafox Street, and we also have some on North Davis Highway traveling northbound towards Creighton Road, but that's not too severe at this time. Then it's going to be Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. So it's just some of the usual spots there. Outside of that, it's Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards the Tiger Point area. Navarre Parkway, if you're traveling westbound passing through Windhaven Beach, it appears that we do have an accident report in that area, actually, that's kind of worsening the backups that we typically see around there. Outside of those few spots, though, there's not much holding you up at this time. As for the weather, it's 89 degrees in Pensacola. We got a heat advisory until 7 p.m. As we get into tonight, we do have a slight chance of thunderstorms, but nothing too severe. And your low is going to be 81 degrees. Tomorrow, those thunderstorm chances are going to increase some. We'll have another heat advisory, and your high is going to be 93. That's your traffic and weather together. Now, carrying on with the local headlines here. A bicyclist was killed after being hit by a car on Kemstrand Road this morning. It happened just after 6 a.m. near the intersection with Breezy Acres Road. The Florida Highway Patrol says that the bicyclist, a 34-year-old Pensacola man, was not wearing any reflective clothing, and the driver, a 24-year-old J-man, didn't report that he didn't see him before the collision. The bicyclist died at the scene of the crash.
That's rough. An arrest has been made for the ambush-style triple homicide at West Jackson Square back in April. Heard a little bit about this on WEAR. The Escambia County Sheriff's Office says 23-year-old Torrance Sumler was arrested last week on 3 counts of first-degree premeditated murder. Now, the shooting happened at his birthday party, April 28th. The three men were sitting in a car in the parking lot on West Jackson Street when they were gunned down. Since that incident, multiple ambush-style shootings have happened all across Escambia County, and the investigation in the case is still ongoing.
And Escambia County deputies are investigating a stabbing incident in Brownsville. A woman was reportedly attacked with a steak knife in the 2400 block of West Blunt Street on Tuesday afternoon. The sheriff's office says the victim told investigators that a male acquaintance had stabbed her on her arm. The woman was treated and taken to a nearby hospital, yet no arrests have been reported.
Oh, boy. And then homeowners over in the Pace Fire District will see some changes to how they fund their fire district as they're switching from ad valorem tax funding to a new fee structure based solely on the size of the home. Under the new fee structure, each Pace homeowner will pay $250 plus 15 cents per every square foot over 1,600 square feet. So that's change means that you're less overall funding for the fire district. But the district says it won't affect their service for residents or for ongoing projects.
And lastly here, Escambia County School Superintendent Keith Leonard says that the school year is off to a great start and has a lot of positive momentum after last year's positive grades report, stating that this year is all about walking that walk. Leonard applauded the district for really hitting its stride in the first few days and believes that last year's success created positive momentum. So congrats to Escambia County Schools, I suppose. Just about 4:20 here, we'll take a quick break. When we return, we got some state and national headlines for you. A loaded slate going on there as well. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I'm Charles Elliott, Santa Rosa County School Board District 4. First of all, I want to thank the faculty, staff, teachers, guardians, and parents. And last but not least, students. We have come a long way in the last 4 years. We still got a long way to go. I ask you to go to the polls in August. Vote Charles Elliott, your school board representative. Thank you, and God bless you.
Paid and approved by Charles Elliott for Santa Rosa School Board District 4.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Hey Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
Hi neighbors, I'm Colton Wright, your current Santa Rosa County Commissioner for District 5. Thank you for allowing me to serve you for the past 4 years. Public safety has always been my first priority, and I've made sure our sheriff's deputies have the pay and equipment they deserve. I've worked hard to improve our roads and infrastructure, improve our parks, supported Whiting Field, and I brought new jobs to our area. I'll continue to use common sense and build strong relationships that benefit all of Santa Rosa County. Please re-elect me, Colton Wright, on August 20th.
Paid for and approved by Colton Wright for Santa Rosa County Commissioner, District 5.
My name is Rich Holsnick, and I'm a candidate for Escambia County School Board District 4. I'm running for our children, to protect their innocence, and to get back to educational basics without indoctrination. We also need to retain good teachers. I'm a Naval Academy grad, a 28-year combat vet, and Desert Storm Task Group commander and pilot. Children are our hope and future. I will defend them as I did our nation. Vote Rich in the August 20 primary.
Paid by Rich Holsnack, candidate for Escambia County School Board, District 4.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Hurricane season, and when a storm threatens our region, News Radio Pensacola has complete around-the-clock coverage you can count on. Our award-winning news team will be tracking the storm's every move, providing regular updates on the storm's path, intensity, and potential impacts. You can listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
This hurricane information is brought brought to you by DeFranco Gas. Get your home or business storm ready. Install or maintain your generator with DeFranco Gas. DeFranco Gas does all things gas.
Hi, I'm Tappy Villain. With 24 years of experience serving the voters of Santa Rosa County, I am seeking another term. Having successfully been a part of 44 elections, 3 statewide, 2 countywide, and 2 municipal recounts, I am the only candidate for Supervisor of Elections with actual experience administering elections. Continue the tradition of successful elections in Santa Rosa County and remember the name Vote Tappy Villain on August 20th. Paid by Tappy Villain Republican for Supervisor of Elections.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Rolling, rolling, rolling.
Motor school stuff for you to get you started today. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just about 4:25. We'll get things started with another quick check at the roads and weather for you here. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, why not call the Best of the Bay winner? That's Barbary Plumbing at 477-8782. Looking at the roads here, as I said last time, wasn't too much going on that we're not already familiar with. We did have an accident report on Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound passing through Windhaven Beach. So we typically have rough congestion around there anyway, but it's all the worse currently. Let's see. We also have some backups on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. And outside of that, it's just a bit more the usual hitters. I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile Road. Got some issues on Mobile Highway if you're traveling southbound towards Softly Field Road. That's a bit of a newer one. And we also may have a little bit of issues starting to develop here and there on Caroline Street if you are traveling westbound approaching East Spencer Field Road. Again, that's Caroline Street or Highway 90 traveling westbound towards East Spencer Field Road. As for the weather, it's 89 degrees in Pensacola. Do have a heat advisory until 7 o'clock this evening. As we get into tomorrow, as we get into tonight, you're going to have a low of 81 and some slight chances of thunderstorms. Nothing too crazy. Those will increase tomorrow. And we're going to be right back into another heat advisory with a high of 93. That's your traffic and weather together, Bobby.
It's a night of fun, fashion, and philanthropy at the 48th Annual Stepping Out in Style Fashion Show presented by the Women's Board of Baptist Healthcare Foundation. It's going to be October 24th at Sanders Beach Corinne Jones Resource Center. Fashions are going to be provided by Bloutique, Dillard's, Gulf Coast Cabbie Stylist, and the Market and Mainly Shoes. Night begins at 5:30 with social time with charcuterie and beverages. Then, of course, there's the live and silent auction, and then the fashion show. Sponsorships are still available. Check out BaptistHealthcareFoundation.org for more information about that. Let's get into some of your state headlines here on Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Florida is tracking an increase of COVID-19 cases this summer. The State Department of Health believes it will continue to see a rise of infections as millions of students return to school this week. The CDC says that Florida has seen one of the highest rates in the nation for emergency room visits, hospitalizations, and deaths. The latest state report shows more than 3,100 Floridians have died from COVID this year alone. Although I will say, according to the CDC's report, they did say that this strain of COVID is not any more dangerous than previous strains.
Yeah, that's a very important specification or clarification, rather. The city of Doral is weighing in on the political situation in Venezuela. The city council is set to discuss a resolution recognizing Edmundo Gonzalez as the president-elect of Venezuela, and they're also calling on the president and Congress to demand the release of political prisoners, with there having allegedly been more than 2,000 incarcerated by the regime of sitting president Nicolas Maduro in just the last 3 weeks.
And over in Jacksonville, there's a kind of a crazy thing going on here. A theft ring operation targeting Northeast Florida grocery stores. Jacksonville police say that the group stole thousands of dollars worth of items at Publix locations within the city. The crimes have been reported at stores off of Yellow Bluff Road, San Jose. Who cares? You don't know those streets. Jonathan Lane and Latuya Hall, a juvenile, were both arrested in connection with the investigation. That's right, juvenile. They've been charged with grand theft.
Ugh, my goodness. South Florida police believe they have solved the case of a woman and her child who disappeared roughly 5 decades ago. We had touched on this a little bit earlier this week. Skeletal remains of an adult and small kid were found inside a submerged vehicle in a Broward County canal over the weekend. The organization, known as Sunshine State Sonar, conducted the dive search, and they believe the victims are 35-year-old Doris Wurst and her 3-year-old daughter, Karen. The family was last seen in November of 1974 at their plantation home, which is about 3 miles from the canal. Investigators are waiting for DNA and dental records in order to confirm the victims' identities.
And the Clearwater Marine Aquarium is trying to save more than manatees in Tampa Bay. The facility's new Manatee Rehabilitation Center welcomed its first guests after holding its grand opening on Monday. The two manatees transferred from Zoo Tampa are currently receiving treatment there and will eventually be released into the Gulf of Mexico. The center will undergo an expansion within the next year that will allow experts to perform surgeries and other critical care services.
And just a couple of national headlines here very quickly for you. The National Hurricane Center says that the storm system Ernesto is now a Category 1 hurricane. He's currently packing maximum sustained winds of 75 miles per hour. Almost half of Puerto Rico and more than 90% of the Virgin Islands are without power. Significant flooding is also expected across Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands. The storm isn't expected to hit the U.S. mainland as it heads north up the Atlantic Ocean, which is welcome news for some states that are still dealing with the aftermath of Tropical Storm Debbie.
And North Carolinians will be able to see both presidential candidates this week. Former President Trump is going to be going to Asheville. And then current Vice President, Democratic presidential hopeful Kamala Harris will be in Raleigh. Trump's running mate, J.D. Vance, is also going to be in New Jersey tomorrow for a news conference.
And Trump is addressing his claim that VP Harris used AI-generated pictures to exaggerate the size of her crowds. While taking questions after casting his early ballot in Florida state primary, Trump was asked about the claim. He answered, quote, "I can't say what was there, who was there. I can only tell you about ours." Over the weekend, Trump had shared a picture from Harris's rally at a Detroit airport saying that her campaign AI'd it, to which the Harris campaign responded on Truth Social with a video of Harris arriving at the airport and being greeted by a large crowd. 4:30 here. We'll take your a break, and you got Fox News coming up along with Your Money Now. When we return, we'll give you another rundown of our top three stories, followed by some sports news and maybe a few more national headlines. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. Former President Trump rallying in North Carolina this afternoon and sounding optimistic, speaking to supporters in Asheville.
We're going to defeat Kamala Harris. We're going to win back the White House in a historic landslide, and we're going to take back our country. We're going to take it back.
And Vice President Harris at the rally in battleground North Carolina on Friday. Inflation continues to cool, that according to a newly released report from the Labor Department.
Both the annual inflation rate and core inflation are at lows not seen since 2021, up just 2.9% year over year.
While the trend is our friend, our work is far from done.
Council of Economic Advisors Chairman Jared Bernstein says while key indicators show an improving economy, he understands consumers who were still worried about prices.
Fox's Jared Halpern, America is listening to Fox News.
Listen with Your Money Now. On Wall Street, stocks finished the day higher, the Dow gaining 242 points, the S&P 500 shooting up by 20, and the NASDAQ finishing the day gaining 4. Shares of Kellanova were up more than 7.7% today after Mars announced a deal to acquire the maker of Pringles and other snack foods. Mars has agreed to acquire Kellanova for $83.50 a share in cash in a deal that's valued at upwards of $36 billion. President Joe Biden touting progress in the fight against inflation after today's Consumer Price Index report was released, adding that prices, though, are still too high for many Americans. The president says large corporations are sitting on record profits and not doing enough to lower their prices. Shares of Albemarle sank 5.5% in recent trading as the lithium producer continues to suffer from the extended drop in lithium prices. That's Your Money Now.
Getting quality employees.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. When Joe Burrow is healthy, the Cincinnati Bengals have proven they're the biggest threat to the Kansas City Chiefs. We also know how dominant of a duo Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase have been, going back to their college days at LSU. And Ja'Marr is currently holding in while he seeks a contract extension. It's one thing for the Bengals to not get a long-term deal done with T. Higgins, but we all know Chase will eventually get a new deal, so the Bengals making him wait for it, well, seems absolutely pointless. I'm Zach Gelb.
All
All right, when it comes to getting life insurance for your family, a lot of excuses can get in the way. But ask yourself this. If something were to happen to me, who would pay the mortgage, the kids' education, and the other bills? Then forget the excuses and check out Ethos Life, the online, easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes. Ethos has rates that you can afford, like a $500,000 policy for a 40-year-old male starting at $1 a day or $30 a month with a few health questions and no medical exam. Get your free quote right now at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com. Not available in all states. Rates do vary.
O'Reilly. You've got questions? O'Reilly Auto Parts has answers. Need a pro you can trust? We've got that too. No matter what you need, our professional parts people have the training and expertise to help you do things right. Deep automotive knowledge. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Dr. Karen Barber, Santa Rosa Superintendent of Schools. Under my leadership, we have expanded our honors, advanced placement, and dual enrollment classes, started a middle school sports program, middle and high school orchestra program, girls beach volleyball program, and Santa Rosa is now a Space Florida Space Academy school district. Let's continue to expand the opportunities for our students. On August 20th, vote to re-elect Dr. Karen Barber for Santa Rosa Superintendent of Schools.
Political advertisement paid for and approved by Dr. Karen Barber, Santa Rosa Superintendent of Schools.
Flashlights? Check. Camp stove? Check. Canned goods? Check. Ice chests? Check.
Say, what you doing there, neighbor? Going camping?
Not exactly, but it is hurricane season. We've already had a few power outages just with thunderstorms, so I'm getting prepared.
I see. Getting ready for a little indoor camping.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Actually, I don't. We have natural gas from Pensacola Energy at our house, so when the power is out, we still cook up a storm and take hot showers. And since we added the whole house generator, we just keep on like nothing happened.
Must be nice.
It is. Pensacola Energy made it really easy, and we got some great rebates.
How can I get in on that?
Forget indoor camping and get comfortable with natural gas. To learn more about earning up to $3,000 in rebates, call Pensacola Energy at 850-436-5050 or visit PensacolaEnergy.com. We keep on.
Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, where you can meet up and wine all you want. At Costello's, they have all your summertime barbecue needs ready for pickup, from Wagyu tomahawks, Wagyu chuck steaks, to quarter pound colossal Wagyu hot dogs, brisket, pork butts, and so much more. And at Costello's, you will find all the best boar's head sandwich meats and cheeses, plus everything ready for charcuterie boards to chicken salad, and of course the best dessert pies, all at Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli. Fine wine and cheeses. Find them today at the corner of Lillian Highway and Fairfield Drive in Pensacola.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Hey, checking in.
This is not just your flu shot appointment at Walgreens.
Yes.
This is getting your entire family vaccinated in one trip.
Hey, Mom.
And a snack on the way out. Get flu shots for everyone in your family together. Schedule appointments online today. This is wellness made easy. Walgreens.
Vaccine subject to availability and for ages 3+. State and health-related restrictions may apply.
Experience matters.
Buck Mitchell.
Which candidate is a strong conservative with 35 years business experience in Escambia County?
Buck Mitchell.
Which candidate has over 30 years of community involvement, including being president of the Navy League?
Buck Mitchell.
Which candidate is endorsed by the last four mayors of Pensacola and the Fraternal Order of Police?
That would be Buck Mitchell.
So remember, in the Republican primary, Escambia County District 4, to vote for the most experienced candidate that the leaders of our community endorse. Buck Mitchell.
I'm Buck Mitchell, and I approve this message.
Andrew McKay, Bobby Rossi. What do they have in common? They both covered the RNC from Milwaukee. Now it's the Democrats' turn. Beginning Monday, August 19th, Andrew McKay on Pensacola Morning News and Bobby Rossi on Pensacola Right Now will report from the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Andrew McKay, Bobby Rossi. Catch their interviews and observations throughout the convention on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
kids just kicking around this town. So you know me and I don't back down. I know what I want, I think I found it. I want you to be my girl.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. The 10th annual Pensacola Dragon Boat Festival is coming up Saturday, October 12th. The Northeast Pensacola Sertoma Club is hosting up to 40 teams, supported by thousands of spectators competing for bragging rights. The race starts at 8 o'clock on Bayou Tejar, just off of Bayview Park. You can enter your team or become a sponsor now. Get more information on our website, newsradio923.com. Also coming up here next hour, we're going to be giving away a pair of tickets to the Pensacola Little Theater. They've got Incorruptible. They're going to be they're showing on August 16th through the 25th. And we'll be giving away a pair of tickets for that. It's a dark comedy set in 13th century France where the Catholic Church holds immense power and influence. So we'll be giving away that pair of tickets, those pairs of tickets next hour right here on Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. When it comes to Pensacola weather, are we ready for traffic yet?
Yeah, we're good to go.
All right, let's go. I'll let you do traffic and weather. Go ahead, Austin.
All righty. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulk Waste Service is now call for pickup. You can call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day, and you can learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Luckily, there's not too much going on the roads here. Your main problem is going to be on Navarre Parkway. That's if you're traveling westbound passing the Windhaven Beach area. We did have an accident report there that's causing some very severe congestion that actually reaches past Hurlburt Field closer to the Mary Esther area. Outside of that, it's just a bit more of the same. So I-10, if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, still got some backups there. Same with Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile Road. And let's see, Blue Angel Parkway, traveling northbound towards Highway 98, giving us some trouble now, too. Outside of that, it's just going to be a couple spots on Highway 90. That's Caroline Street. One, if you're traveling westbound towards East Spencerfield Road, or if you're traveling eastbound, passing Avalon Boulevard and approaching Glover Lane. As for the weather, it's a bit more of what we've already been talking about over the course of these past couple weeks. 89 degrees in Pensacola, mostly cloudy. We got a heat advisory, very used to hearing that. As we get into this evening, we've got some slight chances of thunderstorms that will increase as we get into your Thursday. Tonight's low is going to be 81 degrees, and tomorrow's high is going to be 93. And we will have yet another heat advisory. That's your traffic and weather together, Bobby.
Thank you very much. Let's get into your top three stories, and then we'll get into some sports. The White House is dismissing reports that Hunter Biden asked the U.S. Embassy in Italy for help to land a business deal when his father was still vice president. New York Times reports that Hunter Biden, who sat on the board of the Ukrainian company Burisma, tried to enlist the support of the U.S. ambassador to arrange a business meeting for an energy deal. Republicans have long accused the Biden family of carrying out an influence-peddling scheme, but now Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre told reporters today that President Biden has never done business with his son and was not aware of the situation. Speaking of Hunter, he's hiring a high-profile criminal defense lawyer to represent him in his tax evasion trial. So he's been charged with trying to avoid paying over $1 million in taxes. And so now he's hired Mark Garagos, who's represented Michael Jackson, Scott Peterson, and the Menendez brothers, among others. And so we'll see what happens with that. This trial, by the way, is set to start September 5th in L.A. And the Middle East is holding its breath, waiting for potential Iranian retaliation against Israel following the deaths of Hezbollah and Hamas leaders. And the efforts come to reach a ceasefire agreements begin tomorrow. So we'll see what happens with that. Those are your top three stories. Let's get sports with Austin.
All right, so we just have a few headlines here, a couple of which are still about the Olympics, even though it's already passed on. There appears to be a new twist in the saga surrounding U.S. gymnast Jordan Chiles and her bronze medal. So yesterday we talked about how the Court of Arbitration for Sport had made the decision to strip her medal and award it to Romanian gymnast Anna Barbosu. However, the head of that court has apparently been linked to Romania since at least 2011. The resume for the lawyer shows he has represented Romania in several cases. Barbosu is set to be awarded the bronze medal on Friday. Meanwhile, USA Gymnastics has vowed to, quote, continue to pursue every possible avenue and appeal process, unquote. So Yeah, it sounds like Romania may be trying to snatch a bronze from us. Who knows? Also, Algerian Olympic boxing gold medalist Amani Khalif is naming billionaire Elon Musk and author J.K. Rowling in a legal complaint. She filed a lawsuit in France over online harassment that she faced during the 2024 Olympics. Her attorney told Variety that former President Trump is also part of the investigation. The lawsuit filed against X accuses Musk and Rowling of committing acts of aggravated cyber harassment against Khalif, including false claims that the boxer was transgender. So, man, just some misinformation on social media has just snowballed into something so much larger. It's insane. Let's see. We also have in the NFL, we broke this news yesterday about J.J. McCarthy needing surgery on his knee, the young Minnesota Vikings quarterback. Well, it was severe enough that head coach Kevin O'Connell said McCarthy had surgery to fully repair his meniscus, not a minor injury. He's set to miss the 2024 season. He suffered the injury during their preseason opener and stayed in the game despite having a sore knee. Sam Darnold will likely be taking the snaps when the Vikings begin their season next month. And lastly, here in golf, Hideki Matsuyama won't have his regular caddy and coach at this week's FedEx St. Jude Championship after their passports and visas were stolen. ESPN reports that the Japanese golfer stopped in London after winning the bronze at the Paris Olympics, where he and his caddy were robbed. The two had to return to Japan and have asked for expedited documents to get to the U.S. Matsuyama's passport and Olympic medal, luckily, were not stolen. So very unfortunate news there. Just about 4:45, before we get into health, business, and science notes for you, we do have another quick check of the roads and weather. Still got some heavy backups on Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound, passing Windhaven Beach. There was an accident report there making congestion in that area worse than usual. Also got some bad backups on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, and man, Brent Lane traveling westbound towards Palafox Street getting kind of rough as well. Outside of that, it's North Davis Highway traveling northbound towards I-10 and Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile Road. As for the weather, it's 89 degrees in Pensacola. Got a heat advisory going until 7 p.m. Your low tonight is going to be 81 degrees with a slight chance of storms. As we get into tomorrow, those chances are going to increase. And, of course, the temperature is going to increase with it. We're going to be right back into another heat advisory with a high of 93. That's your traffic and weather together, Bobby.
Investors are predicting a rate cut from the Federal Reserve after the latest inflation report. Consumer Price Index showed prices rose 2.9% in the past 12 months through July. That's below economist expectations for 3%. Yesterday, the Producer Price Index also rose less than expected, giving hope that inflation might be cooling. The Feds have held off on any rate cuts so far until better inflation reports came through.
Let's see here. The United Auto Workers Union filing federal labor charges against former President Trump and billionaire Elon Musk. Man, they can't avoid any legal stuff, can they? The move comes after Trump and Musk held a two-hour conversation on X Monday night. During the interview, Trump praised Musk, who owns the electric car company Tesla, for firing workers who threatened to go on strike. The UAW noted that under federal law, workers cannot be fired for going on strike, and threatening to do so is illegal. It also recently endorsed Kamala Harris for president. So UAW, they are up in arms now.
Scientists in Mississippi have confirmed the discovery of an Ice Age mammoth tusk. According to the Mississippi Department of Environmental Quality, the fossil, believed to be millions of years old, was found partially exposed along a steep embankment in rural Madison County earlier this month. The 7-foot-long tusk was taken to the Mississippi Museum of Natural Science for further study. Pretty cool.
Yeah, and Big Lots is closing more than 300 stores. That's not very cool. About a quarter of its locations in the U.S. The move comes after the chain warned that ongoing financial issues put it in substantial doubt. Big Lots said previously that it planned to close as many as 40 stores in its June earnings report, which recorded a 10% decrease in sales as consumers cut back on spending with inflation.
And the Mars Candy Company is reportedly making a deal to buy the maker of Cheez-It and Pringles. The maker of M&M's, Snickers, and Milky Way bars is going to be acquiring Kellanova for $30 billion. They'll pay about $83 a share in an all-cash deal. And Kellanova is a global leader in snacks, cereal, frozen breakfast foods, noodles, and assorted plant-based foods. So Mars is getting into the salty category a little bit.
That's what I was about to say. I would not be surprised at all if there was a an increase in, like, yeah, the salty sweet combo. Because, I mean, you already see a lot of experimentations with that. So I could definitely see them elaborating on that a bit. All righty, let's see. Just about 4:48 here. You want to get into pop culture notes, Bobby, or do you want to take a break?
Yeah, go for it.
All righty.
Yeah, we can get some pop culture stuff.
Alien Romulus is expected to get off to a good start at the box office this weekend, projected to make between $28 and $38 million in its debut, but some even track some tracking services even project it to potentially make $50 million. The Alien sequel is the only new release this week after Kevin Costner's Horizon and American Saga Chapter 2 was taken off the schedule. It's expected to easily take first place, while there will be a battle for second between Deadpool and Wolverine, and It Ends With Us.
You think that I don't know. I think Deadpool Wolverine might still stick around number one over Alien Romulus.
Gosh, see, I don't know what the expected figure is for Deadpool Wolverine. Because it was already, what, making over $50 million in it, like, last weekend. Yeah. And that was, like, its third weekend, I think. It's pretty insane.
I don't know. I guess it's just because, you know what, maybe I'm wrong on that. Because I look at horror flicks like Alien Romulus. I have zero interest in stuff like that. But I know I'm in the minority. Those horror films end up doing very well the theater.
I like the demonic possession films, like those scary ones, like The Conjuring. Ugh. And stuff.
Okay, yep, yep. And those do very well in the theater. I don't get it. I'm like, why? But they do very good. So I could be wrong that it could end up doing number one this weekend after all. Alyssa Milano, former star of Charmed and Who's the Boss, she's going to debut on Broadway next month in Chicago. She'll play Roxy Hart, the dancer and housewife who murders her lover when he tries to dump her. It may be her Broadway debut, but she says this is going back to her roots, having done stage work as a child. It's going to open up September 16th at the Ambassador Theater for an 8-week run.
Very nice. And Taylor Swift-inspired Cornelia Street signs sold out fast. New York City's Department of Transportation announced Tuesday that it was selling authentic Cornelia Street signs that they manufacture themselves and sell at the city's official gift shop. Now, the reason why this is important. Swift used to live on Cornelia, and the song Cornelia Street is featured on her album Lover. Oh, so that explains
it. I'm like, what is this connection here? Okay, that's what it is.
Yeah, 200 of the signs apparently sold at $75 each and were reported to have sold out in just hours. Wow.
Of course they did. Them Swifties are crazy. New York City's portal to Dublin is ending its run next month, permanently this time. The portal had temporarily closed down in May, just 6 days after it opened due to bad behavior, but then reopened with new rules and limited hours. It's set to close September 2nd.
Yeah, I couldn't find details on why it's going to be closed permanently. I know it was like an art project thing, so maybe it was always going to be temporary. I don't know. But, you know, it was obviously a big deal because you had like people I think they were flipping off the camera and they were flashing it and stuff. Just, yeah. You know,
so it's a live stream portal.
Right.
Between Dublin and in New York City. I mean, I don't know if it was ever supposed to be. The idea is that it was supposed to show how art can transcend physical barriers and remind people we're all connected and things like that. So it uses high-speed internet, state-of-the-art visual equipment to seem like it's a seamless, like it's a seamless portal is the idea. But yeah, just like you said, it's been abused, shockingly. apparently a lot of inappropriate pictures and, you know, like you mentioned, gestures and things like that were inappropriate. So, oops.
Oh, yeah. Well.
And if you haven't seen it, it's basically like this big round disc that looks like that's just like sitting out there. Now they do have a fence all the way around it and everything like this, but it looks like it would be a portal. It looks like you're just looking into Dublin, and then Dublin looks into and like, hey, look, we're looking at New York City. And it's a high resolution 24-hour stream with cameras on both sides, right? So it kind of seems like it's a portal, but apparently, at least on the I'm wondering, where's the bad behavior coming from? Is it coming from Dublin or is it from New York City? That's what I want to know.
We've heard about
the bad behavior coming from?
We've heard about the New York City end of it because, of course, you know, that's our turf as Americans. I will say it was like a viral video, and I hinted at it earlier. And I think that's one of the reasons it was closed down, because it wasn't just people doing stupid stuff on the fly, but it was like a filmed video of a woman flashing to camera, flashing to people of Dublin. And it's like, yeah, like when that goes viral, like, that's not cool. So just unfortunate.
That's probably what it is. Yeah. All right. It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Coming up on Tuesday, bands on the beach every Tuesday at 7 o'clock. This Tuesday is going to be Yard Lights. So Yard Lights is a... I don't even know what about Yard Lights, but that's what they're gonna be out there 7 o'clock on Tuesday. You're encouraged to bring your lawn chairs and your blankets. No pets are allowed, and glass is prohibited. We're gonna get a quick break. When we come back here, we'll wrap it up with some wild, wacky, and crazy news. Plus, we've got your top three stories again. So stick around right here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Conservative Republican Walker Wilson, Escambia County's next generation of conservative leadership. Wilson is a fiscal conservative who will cut taxes to give hardworking families and seniors on fixed incomes relief from rising prices and make life more affordable. Wilson will invest in infrastructure projects to ease traffic congestion and upgrade our aging stormwater systems to protect our neighborhoods from flood risks. Walker Wilson will fully fund the Sheriff's Department to keep us safe, work to give the sheriff the power to enforce our immigration laws, and push to recover the millions of taxpayer dollars spent on benefits to illegal aliens. Walker Wilson has deep roots here and shares our North Florida small town conservative values. Vote for conservative Republican Walker Wilson for Escambia County Commission, Escambia County's next generation of conservative leadership.
Paid by Walker Wilson, Republican for Escambia County Commissioner.
Hurricane season is here. Don't wait until your Generac generator is needed to make sure it's in tip-top shape. Call White Sands Electric today and schedule maintenance on your generator. Their Generac certified technicians will make sure your generator is ready when needed. Need a new unit or a replacement? Remember, White Sands never charges a deposit, so you never spend a dime until your generator is on your property. White Sands Electric, a full-service electrical contractor. Call 850-433-6080 for all your electrical and generator needs. White Sands Electric.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
More than 1 in 3 American adults have prediabetes, yet 80% don't know that they have it. The Florida Department of Health in Santa Rosa County will begin a national diabetes prevention class on August 27th at no cost to you to assist residents in making healthy lifestyle changes. People with prediabetes are at higher risk for developing type 2 diabetes, stroke, and heart disease. But that risk can be reversed by choosing a healthy diet and increasing physical activity. Call 850-564-2249 for additional information on upcoming classes.
I'm Earl McCauley, and I'm running for Escambia County School Board District 4. I'm a 22-year teaching veteran and 20-year resident of District 4. Last year, I was the Gulf Breeze High School Teacher of the Year with a 97% pass rate on a challenging AP literature exam. My goals as a board member are teacher retention, middle schools, and addressing issues with books and libraries. Your vote for Earl McCauley on August 20th will bring common sense for the school board. I'm Earl McCauley for School Board District 4, and I approve this message.
Beginning Monday, August 19th, Andrew McKay and Bobby Rossi will report from the Democratic National Convention in Chicago on News Radio 92.3.
When the sunshine will shine together, told you I'll be here forever, said I'll always be.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. I guess Bobby and I got a little bit carried away talking about the portal because we're a little bit behind schedule here, but we'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for you here. Let's see. Still got some backups on the Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. Had an accident report there earlier this hour. Also got some on Brent Lane traveling westbound towards I-10 and, towards Palafox Street and I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox. As for the weather, it's 89 degrees in Pensacola with a heat advisory until 7 p.m. And tonight's low is going to be 81. Tomorrow's high will be 93 with about a 50% chance of thunderstorms. Bobby?
All right. Some of the wacky stuff. Actually, this hit. Yeah, wacky stories. The famous pretzel shop, Auntie Anne's, depends if you're fancy. It's debuting its first ever perfume inspired by the brand's signature aroma. a bread perfume. The company launched the fragrance Need at a pop-up in New York City earlier this week, giving fans early access to the scent that is now available for purchase online. Antions says it's always looking for new ways to engage their audience besides their 1,700 locations around the country, hinting at the possibility of another product that delivers their signature scent, like an air freshener or candle. I will say this, you walk into a house, like my mom used to make homemade bread all the time, and coming home to homemade bread is like the best smell ever. And there's been more than one time I've done an impulse purchase in the mall or something as I walk by Auntie Anne's, and I'm like, oh, that smells so good. I got to go buy some pretzels. And so there's something about like baked bread smells that are amazing. So they made it a perfume.
Right.
So that makes it sound like it's for women to wear.
You want your lady friend smelling like a pretzel?
Which, I mean, I like that smell, so I'm not going to lie. I do like the smell, so
I don't know, man.
I just don't know if I want my woman to be smelling like
exactly
baked bread.
Some smells are better, at some places than, you know, at others, right? Yeah, so yeah. I don't know. I don't know about a person smelling like that. A Chicago-area brewery is receiving a fine for serving a cicada-infused alcoholic drink. I think we can all agree this is no good. Noon That's Whistle funny. Brewing was issued an undisclosed fine from the Illinois Liquor Control Commission, which stated the beverage was illegal. Man, right before you and Andrew McKay heading to the DNC. Just missed it, buddy.
Exactly. Dang it. We missed out. Oh, well. Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You guys have, we got hour number two coming up here. And then we'll get your top three stories, your local stories, and more. So stick around.